We're now starting a new sugya on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Itmar Hashochet B'Saken V'Nimseis Peguma Amar Rav Huna Afilu Shiva Ba'atzamas Kalayom Psula Chashinan Shema Ba'ar Nifkema." Rav Huna says, "What's the din if a person his shochet b'saken, he chefs with a knife, and then he finds out that the knife has a pegima, it has a nick in it, it's not completely smooth?" Rav Huna says that even if Shiber Ba'atzamas Kalayom Kulo, meaning he used this knife to break atzamas, to break bones a whole day. So you would imagine that the begima, is quite likely that the begima comes from the atzamas, that he was breaking a whole day. Zok Rav Huna, no, even if shiva atzamas kol hayom, psula. We assume that the shchita, the behema, is psula, because chashinan shema ba'or nifkema. We're concerned that maybe the begima occurred way back, right? The begima occurred even before the shchita. That when he cut the or, when he cut the skin of the animal before he got to the siman, and maybe the skin produced a pegima. It can happen. Rav Huna says that we're afraid that maybe the skin produced a pegima, and if it produced a pegima, and he shechted kineged that pegima, so then the shechita is a shechita psula, right? The shechita is a shechita psula. Either it's the psula of ikur, right? That's Tosis's understanding of Rashi, that's the psula of ikur, shochet besak and peguma. Well, even if it's not ikur, but it's still a shechita psula, it's like a chanika, it's not a shechita at all, you're choking the animal. It's no different than if you'd rip the simanim instead of shechting. It's not going to be a shechita kshera. Rav Chista amar kshera. Rav Chista argues, and he says, no, the shechita is a shechita kshera, shema be'etzem nifkema. Maybe the pegima occurred through the etzem of the mafrekes, maybe. Or in this case, in Shiba Ba'atzamos, it's simple. Rav Chista can say maybe the pegima occurred through the atzamos that you broke with the knife later. So Zok the Gemara Bishlama Rav Huna Kishmaite. Rav Huna, I can understand why he says that the shechita is a shechita psula, because he's Kishmaite. He's following his statement that we have. We spent a lot of time on his statement on Daftes. Rav Huna says Behem b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes ad shivad lacha b'men nishchita. So Dr. Gemara, Rav Huna is Kishmaite. We always establish the Behema Becheska Sisa whenever you have a Suffolk Shchita. This is a Suffolk Shchita. We don't know if it was Be'or Nifkema, if it was Be'etzem Nifkema. So the rule should be that we establish the Behema Becheska Sisa. So he seems to make perfect sense. Ela Rav Chista, my timer, but why does Rav Chista argue? Why does Rav Chista assume that Shema Be'etzem Nifkema, that you can be mati this behema? Doesn't he admit that the behema is becheskas iser? Zok the Gemara, Amar lecha etzem vaday pogem or savek podim savek lo pogem, havi savek uvaday ve'en savek motzi mitay vaday. Rav Chista avada agrees that we establish the behema becheskas iser b'mokam ha-safek shchita, but he says that here we view it as though there is no safek shchita, because the etzem is vaday pogem. The R is only Suffolk Pogim, and Suffolk Motsimi Devadai, we assume that the Etzem was Pogim. So if the Etzem is Pogim, there is no Suffolk. Rav Chista says, if there's no Suffolk, so why you Mamid Becheskas Isser? It's Vadei Nishchita. We treat it like it's Vadei Nishchita, so there's no problem over here at all. This is the basic Sugya. We're going to see the Sugya continues, there are riots back and forth. We have to fine-tune the Ishitas a little bit. But this is the basic Sugya. So let's try to analyze some of the concepts over here. We'll develop a basic yesod to try to understand the machlokas amoraim, and then we'll take it further, and we'll try to embellish and deepen our understanding as the sugya continues. So the Gemara presents a machlokas amoraim. What's the din of shochet b'saken v'nimtzeis peguma? You shechted with a saken, it turns out the saken is a saken peguma, it has a nick in it, it's not completely smooth. What's the din? That's the machlokas amoraim. So Rashi is careful to point out that this machlokas is assuming that you check the saken beforehand. Shochet b'saken v'achrach nimtzeis peguma, says Rashi, v'yaduhu shekeshoshochat boda kodem shchita. We know that you were bodek the saken before the shchita. V'haya yofa, and the saken was a saken yofa. It's becheskas bodek. It has to be becheskas bodek. Avalo bodek achas shchita miyad, but he didn't check after the shchita. So Rashi immediately tells us that we must be talking about a situation where the saken was nivnak beforehand. If the saken is not becheskas badak, then there's nothing to talk about. Because if there's no cheskas badak, of course we assume that maybe the saken is pogam. It's very common that sakinim can be pogam. So if it's not becheskas badak, there's nothing to discuss. Everyone's going to say that it's going to be asa. Right? If you take a look here at the screen share, the Rashba echoes a similar sentiment. The Rashba and Daf Yud says, Hashocha b'sakim nitzis peguma, etc. Perush, who b'sheshocha b'sakim peguma, must be talking about the sakim is peguma. Diba shalom badak afilu lo nimtzis peguma psula. If lo badak, then everyone would say that the shchita is a shchita psula, even if lo nimtzis peguma. Don't shenevda, let's say the sakim just gets lost, we'll talk about that case. But if it's not a sakin that's bodug, Zogter Rashba, it's a davar pasha, the shchita is a shchita psula. The stam sakinim einam bedukim. That most sakinim are not bedukim, meaning most sakinim we assume have pegimas in them. You gotta check the sakin to make sure that it's not a sakin peguma. But if you don't check the sakin mitchila, you're not sure that it's not a sakin peguma, then there's nothing to talk about. And of course, you have to be choshesh that the pegima occurred before the shchita, and the shchita is a shchita psula. Okay, so that's the first point that Rishonim, both Rashi and the Rashba, and other Rishonim as well, they assume that we're talking about a sakin that's becheskas bodu. Keep that in mind. It's going to be very important for the future as well. So what does the Gemara say? Rav Huna holds that the shchita is a shchita psula. The shchita is a shchita psula. Why is the shchita a shchita psula? So he says that shema ba'or nifkema. Right? From the beginning of the Gemara, you get the impression Rav Huna holds the shchita is a shchita psula because shema ba'or nifkema. Then the Gemara adds something else. Gemara says it's not just a Shema Ba'or Nifkema, but rather what? What's his Svara? Help me now. Rav Huna Kishmaite, right? First, the Gemara says Rav Huna holds that Shema Ba'or Nifkema, and that's why the Shechita is Shechita Psula. Chashina and Shema Ba'or Nifkema. But then the Gemara adds, Bishlama Rav Huna Kishmaite. Rav Huna is following his Memra, that Behem B'chaya B'cheskas Isser Omedes HaTshiva L'cha B'men Yishchita. Why do you need both? Once you say Rav Huna Kishmaite, so just say, Rav Huna Kishmaite, he establishes the Behemah B'cheskas Issa. So what's this Shema Ba'or Nifkema? Shema Ba'or Nifkema. L'chora, the answer is, Shema Ba'or Nifkema is just coming to explain why there's a Sofik. Rav Huna's looking at the situation, and he says, look, we have a Sakin, that's Peguma. What caused that Peguma? So maybe you could say that Be'etzem Nifkema. Comes Rav Huna and says, look, Etzem Vade Pogem, or Sofek Pogem, Sofek Ena Pogem, maybe you would say that Etzem is Vade Pogem. And if Etzem is Vade Pogem, then it's not a Sofek at all. So if it's not a Sofek, then I shouldn't establish the Behemah B'cheskas Isser. Rav Huna only said the Behemah is B'cheskas Isser B'mokom Sofek. Remember, we talked about the Rashi, because the Gemara asked B'cheskas, that La'acha Shenishchita, it's B'cheskas Heter, until we know that it's a Vade Treifa. So we ask, what do you mean B'cheskas Heter? Just say Nishchita Hutra. So Rashi explained, what's the kasha of the Gemara? Why do you say becheskas heter? Why do you invoke the concept of chazaka de meikara? Just say nishchita hutra. Why talk about chazaka if there's no sofik? I talk about chazaka if there's no sofik. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about that there's a sofik treifa. So if you don't have a sofik, there's nothing to discuss. There's no idea being mamed on chazaka. So that's Rav Huna. Rav Huna is saying, Shema Ba'or Nifkema. Shema Ba'or Nifkema is enough to make a Leidas HaSafik over here. We don't say that Etzem Vade Pogem and Or is not really going to be Pogem. It's not really a Chashash. There is no Chashash that the Pegim occurred through some other means. No, Rav Huna says, Or Safik Pogem, right? That Shema Ba'or Nifkema. So if that's enough to create a Safik, so then Rav Huna Kishmaite, Rav Huna says that we go Basa the Cheskas Isser, because we taka do have a Safik. If we wouldn't have a Safik, we wouldn't go by Cheskas Isser, because we'd say it's Vade Nishchata, so there's no Safik, there's no Safik, there's nothing to bother with. You don't have to go by Cheskas Isser. So that's why the Gemara needs both. Rav Huna Kishmaite, Avada, Rav Huna is going to say, Behem B'chayab is B'cheskas Isser Omedes, but that's only B'mokom a Safik. So he says, Shema Ba'or Nifkema, there is a bona fide suffix over here. So if there's a bona fide suffix, we're going to establish the Behemah B'cheskas Issa. Okay, that's Rav Huna's Shita. Questions? Rav Chista disagrees. Rav Chista says that Shema Be'etzem Nifkema. Right? That's the way the Gemara says it over. Shema Be'etzem Nifkema. What's Rav Chista thinking? So he must agree to Rav Huna's basic din that Behemah B'chaya B'cheskas Issa Omedes. So why does he argue? That's Bahamas what the Gemara is, right? Rav Chista my taima, right? Rav Huna Bishlam Rav Huna Kishmaite Behem Chaya Becheskas Isser Omedes. Rav Huna says that B'makom Safek we follow Cheskas Isser. Rav Chista over here says that the Shechita is a Shechita Ksheira. Why does he argue? So comes the Gemara and says Rav Chista holds Etzem Vade Pogim or Sorry Pogim Safek Lo Pogim. In Safek Motzi Midei Vade. Rav Chista's yisod is that ein savig motzi midei vadei. What's he saying? What's his real vart? Rav Chista's real vart is that a vadei tliya is odif, it's more important, it's stronger than a safek tliya. Rav Chista admits that maybe the or was pogim over here, but or nifkima is only a safek tliya. Etzem nifkima is a vadei tliya. Rav Chista holds that a vadei tliya trumps a safek tliya, it beats out the safek tliya. So if the vadei tliya beats out the safek tliya, Rav Chista holds there's no safek over here. Be'etzem vadei nifkima. If Be'etzem Vadei Nifkema, we don't have to establish the Behemah B'Cheskas Isser. We're only going to go to the Cheskas Isser if there's a Suffolk. Rav Chista says that ain't Suffolk Motzi Midei Vadei. We assume that the Etzem was Vadei, the source of the Begimah. If the Etzem was Vadei, the source of the Begimah, then we don't have to be concerned. We don't have to follow the Cheskas Isser. So this is the basic Machlokas Amoroim according to the Gemara. Rav Huna says that by Shochet B'Sakim Nimtzis Beguma, the Shchit is a Shchit of Psula because Shema Bar Nifkema. Rav Chista says it's Ksher because Shema Be'etzem Nifkema. So what's the Pshat? Rav Huna Kishmaite Zokta Gemar. Rav Huna holds that B'Makom Sofek Shchita were Mukmina LeBehema Cheskas Issa. Why does Rav Huna add the Svara Shema Bar Nifkema? Because he wants to explain why it's a Sofek. Don't think that Etzem Vade Pogem. Don't just discount the Sofek of Shema Bar Nifkema. No, that's a bona fide Sofek. So if that's a bona fide suffix, you got to take that into account. If it's a suffix, then you have to establish the behemoth to be becheskas issa. What's Rav Chista going to respond? So he says that shema be'etzem nifkema. What does that mean? Aye, but you should go basa the cheskas issa. The answer is, he says, no, it's not really shema be'etzem nifkema. It's rather that etzem is vadai pogim. Etzem is vadai pogim. The or is only suffix pogim. A vadai tliya beats out a suffix tliya. So we treat it like it's vadai nifkema be'etzem. So if it's Vadei Nifkema Be'etzem, there is no Suffolk over here. If there is no Suffolk, then we're not going to establish the Behemah B'Cheskas Issa. This idea is actually borne out by the Lashon of the Rush. Because the Rush, if you take a look at the Lashon of the Rush, when he quotes the Machlokas Amoraim, Rush says like this, Itma Asher B'Sakin Beduka, notice, the Rush also says B'Sakin Beduka. He's another Rishon who's careful to point out that we're talking about Shachar B'Sakin Beduka, like Rashi and the Rashba. Itma Shachar B'Sakin Beduka V'Nitzis Peguma Amar Rav Huna Afilu Shiva Ba'atzamas Kol Hayom Kula Psula Chashinan Shema Ba'ar Nifkema Rav Chista Amar Ksheira Eimar Be'etzem Nifkema. What's the key word in the Rush? Rush changes the Lashon of the Gemara. Our Gemara says Shema Be'etzem Nifkema. Rav Chista says Shema Be'etzem Nifkema. The Rush uses the Lashon of Eimar Be'etzem Nifkema. We find the Lashon of Eimar later in the Gemara in Perakei Lotrefus and in other contexts. What does Eimar mean? So the Madana Yom Tov here points out that Eimar means Vadai Nifkema Be'etzem. Right? Ubir O B'Perakei Lotrefus, the Ran, in Perakei Lotrefus explains, B'Shita D'Drusa, Gabe Safik Lo All, in the Gemara over there, the Eimar, the Itmar Hosam, V'chein hach emor, the hacha vadai chashvin elohu. The Ran writes on the riff in Perakei Lotrefus that the Lashon Emar in the Gemara in Chulin and the Lashon Emar here in our Gemara means a vadai. Means a vadai. Kevan de talinan lakula. With tola lakula, we say the vadai tliya beats out the savik tliya. Zok de Ran, emar over here means vadai. What do you mean emar over here? It says shema be'etzem nifkema. No, the Rush and the Ran had a different gears in the Gemara. Even if you have our gears in the Gemara of Shema, but you have to interpret it like the Rush, right? That's the whole Yisod. Rav Chista claims that Etzem Vadei Pogem, or Sovik Pogem, Sovik Lo Pogem, and Sovik Motzim De Vadei. We assume Bevadei that the Pogima occurred because of the Etzem, and that's why there's no Sovik, and that's why he says that the Shchit is a Shchit Kshera, because if there would be a Sovik, then a Vadei, he'd establish the Behemah Becheskas Isser. This is the basic Machloka Samaroyim. Questions? Any questions? Okay. Which shita do you think is more mistaber? Rav Huna or Rav Chista? Which shita do you think is more mistaber? I think Rav Chista is more mistaber. Everyone agrees that the Etzem is Vade Pogem, right? The Or is only Sofik Pogem, so why doesn't Rav Huna agree that ain't Sofik Motzi Midei Vade? Rav Huna should also say that ain't Sofik Motzi Midei Vade. So what the Behemah B'Chaya B'Cheskas Issa Omedes? Rav Chista also admits to that. It's just he says there's no Sofik. If there's no Sofik, we don't establish. We don't follow the Chazaka. If there's no Suffolk, we don't follow the Chazaka. What's Rav Huna saying? Rav Huna says that that the shechita is a shechita psula. Why does he say the shechita is a shechita psula? What, v'chisover davi sofek ashokel? Rav Huna holds that it's a sofek ashokel, it's a 50-50 sofek. It's no 50-50 sofek, the etzem is vade pogim. So if the etzem is vade pogim, so what's he bothering with? Why does he say the shechita is a shechita psula? Stach pele plaim, Rav Huna is really a pella. Rav Chista is much more mistaber. That since the etzem is vade pogim, this is not viewed as a suffix. If it's not a suffix, so we shouldn't go basa cheskes. So why does Rav Huna hold that the shechita is a shechita psula? That's kasha number one that we have to deal with. To answer that kasha, we have to ask another kasha, and that is that the Gemara quotes a machlokas amaroyim only about this case. Shochet besakin v'nimtzeis peguma. That's the case Rav Huna, Rav Chista have their machlokas about. But there's another case that's not mentioned in the Gemara, a simpler case, right? All of the Rishonim established that we're talking about Cheskaso Boduk. Cheskaso Boduk, that the Sakin is a Sakin Boduk. That's clear, right? So it's only that something happened after the Shechita. Something happened after the Shechita that creates a problem. What situation does the Gemara address? Shochet b'sakin v'nimtzeis peguma. He checks the Sakin afterwards, and it's Nimtzeis peguma, we find that there's a pegam in the Sakin. We had a case earlier on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. That's another situation where there's a suffix, where there's a concern, right? Where there's a suffix, there's some kind of concern. What's that? What's the case that we had? Lo badak b'simanim. You didn't check the simanim after the shechita. That's another situation where now we have some kind of a suffix. We don't know what to do. We don't know what the situation is. That's addressed by the Gemara Daf Tes. That also was an issue. Right, we talked about the Yisra Achila and maybe a Tumah. Do we treat it like an Avela? Do we not treat it like an Avela? Also a case where the Sakin was Becheskas Badr from the beginning, but now we have a problem after the Shechita. There's really a third case to address, and the Gemara, neither on the Tes nor on the Fiyot, addresses this case. What's that situation where the Sakin is Becheskas Badr, and then what happened after the Shechita? Anyone? Devda, the Sakin got lost. Exactly, Jacob. Sakin is lost. This is not a machlokas amaraim in the Gemara Daf Yud. It's not addressed by the Gemara Daf Tes. It's a machlokas Rishonim. This is a case that the Gemara should have addressed as well. Why not? So Taka the Rishonim have a debate whether this is bechlal the machlokas on Daf Yud. Right? That's a shaila in the Rishonim. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Rishonim. If you look at that Ran, the Ran that we mentioned before. Oh, here's the Ran. Look at the Ran on the screen. Ran says, "Taimei de Rav Huna mishum de kevin de behem b'chaya b'cheskes iser omedes la'olam ein ayotzam echezkasa ad shivad l'chashenishchetu asimanim keroi b'sakin b'duka." Rav Huna holds that the only time the behem is going to be kshera is if you know for sure nishchetu bevada. You know for sure that the behem was nishchetu bevada b'hechsha. Ulefikach zok de Ran kol shenimtzis peguma avo b'sheshiba ba'atzamos inami shenevar asakin. Inami shenevar asakin v'lo nivdak achar ashchita l'Rav Huna psula. Rav Huna holds that you have to know for sure that the animal was shechted properly. It's not yotzeis mechezkosa from the cheskas iser of Eivir Menachai or Eina Zvucha, whatever you have, the cheskas iser that we discussed, until you know for sure that it was shechted karoy. Therefore, Rav Huna holds that if shocha b'sakim v'nimtzeis peguma, even if shibe ba'atzamos kol hayom kulo, it's a pretty strong vaday that the pegima occurred through the atzamos. It doesn't matter. Rav Huna says that shema ba'ar nifkema and the cheskas iser of the behema is the way to go. Right? The cheskas iser is going to be kover that we have to say that the shechita is a shechita psula. Inami zokteran shenevad asakin v'lo nivdak achar shechita. Rav Huna also says that even if the sakin was nevad, even if it got lost, wasn't nivdak after the shechita, we also have to passel the shechita. That's the Ran shechita. In Be'emes, it's a Ramban. Ramban writes like this. Ramban came before the Ran. Ramban writes that according to Rav Huna, afilu shiv ba'atzamas kol hayom kulo shechidas ha'psula, Mishum Nebcheskas Yisra Omedes HaTshivad Lecha B'men Nishchita O B'sakin Pogum O Lo Iberov Simonim Ilo. Right? You gotta know how it was shechted. The behemoth is Becheskas Yisra until you know how it was shechted. If it's a suffix whether the sakin was Pogum, that's a problem. If it's a suffix whether it was Rov Simonim, you weren't bodig the Simonim, it's also a problem. Umashma Dil Rav Huna Tzorachu Levodko L'sakin Achashchit. It sounds like Rav Huna holds that you need B'dikas HaSakin, Zok the Ramban. V'im lo bodak, osha ovad, shchitas psula. If you weren't bodak the sakin, you weren't bodak the sakin, or if the sakin was never after the shchita, then the shchita is going to be a shchita psula. How do I know that, says the Ramban? How do I know that if never a sakin, that the shchita is going to be a shchita psula? Chada midakar mina begemara bishlama refuna kishmaite. First of all, the Gemara says, Bishlama Rav Huna Kishmaite. Rav Huna is following his member before. What does that mean, Dr. Ramban? The Alma Bidika Sakin Rav Huna Ki Bidika Simonim B'cheskas Iser Omedes Bahen. What's he saying? See, from this Gemara, Bishlama Rav Huna Kishmaite, here we're talking about that the Sakin is Peguma. Earlier we were talking about Bidika Simonim. Sounds like Rav Huna equates Bedikas HaSakin to Bedikas HaSimonim. Just like Rav Huna says that the behemoth is Becheskas Iser without a Bedikas Simonim. So too, Rav Huna will say that the behemoth is Becheskas Iser without a Bedikas HaSakin that comes out good. Without a good Bedikas HaSakin. If you bodek the Sakin and you find that the Sakin is Peguma, Rav Huna says the behemoth is Becheskas Iser, because it's no different than not being bodek the Simonim. If you bodek the Sakin and you find that the Sakin is bad, it's like not being bodek the Simonim. And it's Becheskas Iser. Because they're exactly the same. That's what the Gemara means. Rav Huna Kishmaite. Avo b'shiesh lachlov b'neim, says the Ramban. Mishum the Sakin kvar bodko kodim shchita, mashenkim b'simonim. Even though, look, there's a very easy chilek between Bedikas HaSakin and Bedikas HaSimonim. You could say the reason why Rav Huna requires Bedikas HaSimonim is because you haven't checked them yet. You got to check them after the Shechita. You can't check them before the Shechita. But Bedikas HaSakin, remember, Rabbi Osai, remember, the Sakin's Becheskas Baduk, say the Rishonim, right? All the Rishonim, Rashi, and the Rosh, and the Rajman, and the Ramban also. The Sakin is Becheskas Baduk. So if the Sakin is Becheskas Baduk, you could very easily say that the fact that I have a problem with the Sakin later on, why does that matter? It's Becheskas Baduk. Rav Huna Lesle HaKsvara. Rav Huna obviously doesn't distinguish between Bedikas HaSakin and Bedikas HaSimonim, even though Sakin is Becheskas Baduk. What's my raya, says the Ramban? The Isle, if he holds it, there's a chilek between Bedikas HaSakin and Bedikas HaSimonim, ki nimtzeis peguma nami lo damya l'shmaite. Then, if that's the case, Rav Huna should say, even if Badak HaSakim and Nimtzeis Peguma, it also should be okay. Because there's a Cheskas Badak over here. So the Cheskas Badak should tell me, I don't care what happens afterwards. If you're going to tell me that there's a difference between Bedikas HaSimonim and Bedikas HaSakim, Rav Huna should say, the only time that we say that the behemoth is Becheskas Iser is if you weren't Badak the Simonim. But you aren't Badak Zakin, who cares? If you tell me that Cheskas Badak in the Sakin changes everything, then it should change everything, not only where you weren't Badak the Sakin afterwards, but also if Badak HaSakin v'nimtzeis Peguma. What's the difference? If you're basically telling me I don't care about the Bedikas HaSakin after the Shechita, because it was Becheskas Badak before the Shechita, so then even if Shochet B'Sakin v'nimtzeis Peguma, it also should be okay. Dr. Ramban, Elishmamina Bechaldavar, Omedes Becheskas Iser, Achivad Lachashinishchata Karoi, Legarmi, Vyatsa Mide Iser Harishon. Adkan. Dr. Ramban, Rav Huna obviously holds that Bedikas HaSakin is like Bedikas HaSimonim. That if you're not Bodek, the Simonim afterwards, Rav Huna holds the Behemoth Becheskas Iser, and the Shechita is a Shechita Psula. It's assumed to be a Shechita Psula. Similarly, Rav Huna holds that Bedikas HaSakin is absolutely necessary after the Shechita. And if you don't have Bedikas HaSakin, das meint, if you don't have a Bedikas HaSakin that comes out good, right, that the Bedika comes out that it's a Sakin that's not Peguma, Rav Huna says that the Behemoth is Becheskas Iser, and you have to say Shechita Asa Psula, you're going to have to ask her. So if you bodek the Sakin and it's Nimtzeis Peguma, that's a problem. If you're not bodek the Sakin, that's also a problem. So if never the Sakin and you weren't able to be bodek it, Zok the Ramban, Rav Huna holds the Behemoth Becheskas Iser and it's going to be a problem. This is the Shita of the Ramban and the Ran Aliba de Rav Huna. Question, Jacob.
Said if the Sakin isn't in, if it wasn't checked before, and even Rav Chista would say puzzle.
Yeah.
But a corner of Huna, is there any significance in checking the knife beforehand besides just being more comfortable shechting without it being puzzle? Meaning, if you have to check it afterwards anyways, and if it's bad after, it's going to be puzzle anyways. Is there any significance in checking beforehand?
It's a good question. If you're going to have to check it afterwards, so what does the Cheskas Badak accomplish? What does the Cheskas Badak accomplish? That's a very good question. I'm not sure. Why do you need the Cheskas Badak? has to be checked, even if it is Becheskas Bodok. The Ramban is saying that no matter what, Rav Huna holds that there's going to be a problem if you don't check the knife afterwards. You don't check the knife afterwards. If you check the knife afterwards and it's fine, so then clearly you didn't have to check it beforehand either. It's not like it wasn't Bodok before and now somehow it became Bodok. That's hard to believe, that the Pagima went away as a result of the Shechita. It's hard to believe. So you're asking, what's the purpose of the Bedika before, if the Ramban holds that you absolutely need the Bedika Sasakin Ali Bedi Rav Huna after the Shechita? It's a good Ha'ara. Right? Anyone has a thought? Mori?
Wouldn't you say that the Nafka maybe if you lost it, that if you checked it beforehand, I mean, we assume that it's going to have a Pagima if you didn't check it. So if you never checked it from the get-go, then you don't even have a suffix. It's for sure going to be out there. In this case, we just have a suffix. If you didn't check it in the beginning, then there's no suffix. Meaning, we said that according to Huna, you only apply the Chazaka once you have a suffix. Otherwise, there's no reason to apply the Chazaka. But if we say you didn't do it in the first place, there's no suffix in this case.
But it's still going to be us. Rav Huna is still going to say it's us in either case, right?
Yeah, but you say that after you establish based on the suffix. But in the case where you don't check at all, there's no suffix.
It's still a suffix. It's still a suffix. If you didn't check it initially and it was nevad, it's still a suffix. Maybe a taka didn't have a pagima then. It's still a suffix. It's just it's worse because you never cheskas bada. Lechora, according to the Ramban, the only reason why you have to establish the Gemara to be talking about becheskas badok is not because of Rav Huna Shita, but rather Rav Chista would only be matir if it's cheskas badok. That's why the Rishon, right? All the Rishonim say we're talking about cheskas badok, but according to the Ramban, it's not to explain Rav Huna Shita. Rav Huna would say that if you're not bodek after the Shita, it's going to be a problem either way. Rav Chista, though, would say that it's not going to be a problem. Normally, the Shechita should be a Shechita Kshera, but if you don't have Cheskas Bodok, then Mistoma, he would say that there might be a problem. Danny Hagler?
The Me'iri says
it's a problem of Baltashchis. The Me'iri says that it's Baltashchis. Aha. So Lechatchili is supposed to be Bodek, because if you're not Bodek, it's a problem of Baltashchis, because the knife could be pogum, like the Rashba says that stam sakinim einam bedukim, which means that they could be pogum. So there's an isser, right? So that's the nafkamina, that it has to be cheskas bodok, so that it won't be baltashchis, that you're going to ruin the behema, because mistoma, if you check the knife afterwards, you'll see that it might have a pagima in it. Excellent, Dani. Okay, that's a very good point. So it's either, according to everyone, lechatchili, you should check the knife to prevent baltashchis, or you can say, aliba de Rav Chista, the Gemara says that it has to be becheskas bodek, because then it's not going to be kosher. Rav Huna would say that you're not going to change anything in terms of the kashrus of the animal, even if we're not becheskas bodek, right? Or even if it were becheskas bodek, I should say, if you're not bodek it afterwards, Rav Huna would say that it's going to be a problem either way. Okay, this is the sheet of the Ran and the Ramban. Okay, this is what we have so far. Let's just review before we move to the Rashba. Okay, so looking back at the screen for a moment. All right, so what's the din according to Rav Huna if the Sakin is never after the Shechita? So the Ramban and the Ran say it's Osir. Why? Because no Bedikas HaSakin is like no Bedikas HaSimonim. Rav Huna told us on Daf Tes that no Bedikas HaSimonim is going to be a problem. Then we'll establish the Behemah Becheskas Isser. So similarly, if you have no Bedikas HaSakin, that means no Bedikas HaSakin that comes out good. If you don't have a kosher Bedikas HaSakin, Rav Huna says that the Behemah is Becheskas Isser. So that includes Shochet B'Sakin V'Nimtzeis Paguma, if you find a Paguma in the Sakin, or if Neved HaSakin, because Neved HaSakin also, there's a lack of Bedika, Rav Huna will say, in such a case, the Behemah is going to be awesome. Comes the Rashba and quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, who disagrees. Did this Rashba together. Yidivrei Rabbeinu HaRavzal Nired Lo Sfir Lehachi. Rashba says, he quotes the Ramban in the previous Devar Maschil, and then he quotes the Rabbeinu HaRav, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah argues with the Ramban, Zokter Rashba. Ela bein l'Rav Huna, bein l'Rav Chista, hecha deneva ksheira. Rabbeinu Yonah says that even Rav Huna would agree that if the Sakin is only Nevad, it's going to be okay. Why? So let's read this very carefully, slowly and carefully. What does the Rabbeinu Yonah say? Denuki Sakin aches kosei, because we established the Sakin on its chazaka. Notice, the cheskas bodok is going to come back. That's a very important yesod to keep in our back pocket. Dr. Rashba, we established the Sakan on its Cheskas Heter. Ukfar Bodka Kodem Shchita v'Nimtzeis Yofe. You were Bodek before the Shchita, and it was Nimtzeis Yofe. Ela the Hashta, Nimtzeis Paguma, Be'ikol L'misli De'ba'or Nifkima Talinan L'chumra. But now that you're Bodek, and it was Nimtzeis Paguma, so, and you could be Tole Be'or, it's a Sofek Shema Be'or Nifkima, Rav Huna says that we're Tole L'chumra. V'hainu Kishmaite, and that's what it means, Rav Huna's Kishmaite. The ilav time of the bayim b'chayeh b'cheskes iser omedes hayinu machshirin osa kevin deshchuta lefanecha talina pegimaso shel sakin b'shvias atzamos. If not for Rav Huna's halacha that the bayim is b'cheskes iser, then we would say, what's the problem over here? If there's no cheskes iser, it is shchuta lefanecha. It is a suffix. The question is, should we be tola b'shvias atzamos or should we be tola ba'or? So it's a suffix, so why should we be tole with one and not with the other? If not for the cheskas iser, we would be tole b'shvias atzamos. Why are we not going to be tole b'shvias atzamos? Because behema b'chayeh is b'cheskas iser, right? Behema b'chayeh is b'cheskas iser. But without the b'cheskas iser, because the sakin is b'cheskas baduk, right? If not for the fact that behem b'chayeh is b'cheskas iser, then we would not assume that the shchit is a shchit psula. Because behem b'chayeh is b'cheskas iser, that's why we have to aser. But Zokter Rabbeinu Yona, because the sakin is b'cheskas baduk, if we don't find that it's nimtzeis peguma, then why should we establish the behem b'cheskas iser? It's toch shchut alefanecha. And there was a cheskas bodok. Notice these are the two principles that are making a tag team over here. Okay, these are the two principles that are joining together. The sakin is becheskas bodok, and the behema is shchut lefanecha. Dr. Rabbeinu Yona, if the sakin is nevad, why can't I say that the sakin was becheskas bodok? I don't know that it's peguma now. So if I don't know that it's peguma now and it's shchut lefanecha, then I should say that perhaps the behema is not becheskas iser. I shouldn't establish it becheskas iser. That's the way that the Rashba is trying to explain Rabbeinu Yonah. What's he saying? He's putting something together over here. But what's the magic word? What's he really saying over here? He says, look, the sakin is becheskas bodek, the behem is shchut lefanecha. Okay, shkoyach, but it's like that even if it's nimtzeis peguma. What's the difference between nevad as opposed to nimtzeis peguma? Rav Huna is going to say if it's nimtzeis peguma, then it's a problem, but if it's nevad, it's not a problem. But why? The same cheskas bodek, the same shchut lefanecha exists by nevad asakin and by nimtzeis peguma. So if you say nimtzeis peguma is a problem, so nevad asakin should also be a problem. What's the magic word? There's one word here that's key. What's that word? Can anyone guess? What's the case of Shochet B'Sakin V'Nimtzeis Peguma? Well, I'm sorry? Who said that? Yosef, Reyesa, exactly. That's the Yisod. The Yisod of the Rashba is what Rav Huna holds whenever there's a Reyesa, whenever there's something that creates a negative, right? There's a deficiency in the Chazaka. There's something breaking away from the Chazaka to allow me to assume that everything is okay. In such a case, Rav Huna holds that there's a problem. But by Nevad HaSakin, there is no Reyesa. Yisod is, by Shochet B'Sakin V'Nimtzeis Peguma, there's a Reyesa in the Sakin. There's a Reyesa in that Cheskas Bodok. So the Reyesa in the Cheskas Bodok creates the problem. But if I don't have a Reyesa, then there's no reason to be concerned. If I don't have a Reyesa, then my Cheskas Bodok can combine together with the Shchut Lefanecha and everything will be fine. This is exactly what the Rosh says. Rosh says, if you look at the screen, ve'echad debodak asakin tchila, ve'nevad asakin konish abodko achar shchita, shchita sok shera. The Rosh takes the approach of the Rabbeinu Yona, Rabbeinu Harav, in the Rashba. But if nevad asakin, Rav Huna would say it's fine. Ve'lo chashinan shema ba'or nifkema. Ay, Rav Huna kishmaite, zok the Rosh nein. Ve'lo shayach ha'chalameh v'ches gazisra omedes ha'et shivad l'chaba menishchata. Don't tell me Rav Huna kishmaite. We don't care about behema b'chaya b'ches gazisra anymore. Why? Look at the line. The kevan de lochazinan reyesa besakin vadai noda lanu b'menishchita. Dr. Rush, since there's no reyesa in the sakin, it's vadai to us that we know that the shchita was beheter. Ba'afilu shochat kama behemos zu achar zu kulon ksheros. Even if you shechted multiple behemos, it's not a problem. The Lo Tolinan says the Rosh Lo Be'or V'lo B'Mafrekes. We're not tole the Pegima neither in the Or nor in the Mafrekes. What does he mean by that? The Or would be a problem for the first Behema. The Mafrekes would be a problem for the other Behemas. Meaning if we're tole in the Mafrekes of the first Behema, that means that after you cut the Simanim, you nick the Mafrekes, so that would be a problem for the other Behemas. Right? So Zokter Rosh, there's no reason. If there's no Reyesa, then there's no reason to be Tola Be'or nor in the Mafrekes, Kol Kamad Lo Chazin and Reyesa B'Sakin. There's no reason to be Tola Be'Reyesa. If Neved Asakin Zokter Rosh, there's no problem because there's no Reyesa. So if there's no Reyesa, Hecha Debarak Asakin, notice, Hecha Debarak Asakin, underline those words. Why are those words key? Because Badak Asakin creates what? Creates what? A Cheskas Badak. So if you have a Cheskas Badak Mitchila, and it's Vaday Shchut Lefanecha, without a Reyesa, Zokter Rosh, Rav Huna would admit that it's Kosher. It doesn't have to go b'cheskas iser because you had your cheskas baduk, you have your vadei shchut lefanecha with no reyes in the sakin. If there's no reyes in the sakin, then we can assume that vadei nishchata, and if vadei nishchata, then that trumps the cheskas iser of the behema, and we assume everything is kosher. Says the Rosh, I'm not just giving you milim ba'alma, just words in the Veltarein. I'll bring you a raya to this yisod from a principle that we have in Chul in Perek Aleph. This is a very fundamental yesod. For those who've learned the first parak, a whole couple of blat about rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchenheim. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis wants to say it's a machlokas tanoim. But after the sugi of rov on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and the Amud Beis, so then the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis goes back to shchita and it talks about rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchenheim. This is a principle that if you find a behema that shechted, you find a behema in the street that shechted, it's a very strange case. I mean, we can't understand, you know, our sense of hygiene would never allow us to eat such meat. But in the time of the Gemara, they ate meat. They only ate meat that was shechted, you know, that day. Because they didn't have refrigeration, so the meat wouldn't last. So if they found a behema that was shechted in the street, and they could tell that it didn't smell, so it must have been fresh. Within a day, it would start to smell. Within, I don't know, 12 hours. Depends if it was the summertime, the wintertime, whatever it is. But the yesod is, if you find a behema in the street, and you don't know, did a mumcha shech this or not, how can I eat this behema? Somehow, you can't be bodek the simonim. It doesn't matter whether you're bodek the simonim. Maybe there was a drasa, maybe there was a shehiya. So what do you do? So the principle is that rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchenheim. We assume that most people who get involved in shchita are people who know what they're doing. Right? Someone who doesn't know what they're doing is not going to shecht an animal. That's just silly. He's not going to take a knife and shecht the animal if he doesn't know what he's doing. So mustoma, he must be a mumcha. If you found an animal, you're allowed to follow the rov, to assume that rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchenheim. So frek the Rosh, how can we do that? V'lo amin an smoch miyuta de'ein mumchem lebehema b'chaya b'cheskes iser omedes at shivad l'cha b'men ishchita. But what, we don't put the miyot of Eina Mumchim together with the Cheskas Isser and say that they should outweigh the Rov Mitzuyin Etzel Shchita Mumchenheim? The Eina Mumchim Lo Shchiach, the miyot of Eina Mumchim is very Lo Shchiach. We're going to talk about this in Mitzvah Shem in the future, that we know Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim have a machlokes, whether we're choshesh lemiyot or not choshesh lemiyot. We've had this before already. Rabbi Meir says chashina lemiyuta and the Chachamim say no. So the Rishonim have a debate whether we're machmir, whether even the Chachamim, the Rabbi Meir, are sometimes machmir to say, smoch mi'uta lechazok of Israel eruba. The Chachamim are not choshish lemiyot b'mokom rov. But let's say you also have a chazok of the Meikara. So you can have a tag team over here. You can have the miyot together with the chazokah going against the rov. So are we machmir to combine forces? Right, to join forces together between the chazak and the miyot, even according to the chachamim, the Rabbi Meir, to say smoch miyot la chazak. So the Rosh says, but over here we're not going to do that because the miyot is completely insignificant. It's lo shchiach. It's a miyot she'eno matzli. If it's a miyot she'eno matzli, then we hold rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchenheim carries the day. Adai no delano shenishchat yafeh v'yotza mechlal iser, and we assume that the behemah is vadei nishchat akaroi. We have no sveikus over here. We have no sveikus over here. Kevin sheshachat besakin baduk, hachinami kevin sheshachat besakin baduk lo shchiach shenefkan ba'or or b'mafrekes ubevadai nishchat yafeh v'yotza mechal iser. Zok the Rosh, the same is true over here. You shechted with the sakin. Now the sakin is nevad, but the sakin was baduk mitchila. If there's no reyes in the sakin, it's ke'ilu vadai nishchet karoi. There's no reason to be mistapek. If there's no reason to be mistapek, Rav Huna will say we don't go basa the cheskas isra of behema. This is the Yisod Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, and the Rush set forth. That if shochet b'sakin v'nimtzeis peguma, Rav Huna says that the behema is asura, the shchid is psula, because we follow the cheskas isra of the behema, but if never asakin, there's nothing to be concerned with, because it's like vadai nishchet. Because there's a cheskas baduk, so the cheskas baduk combines with the vade nishchata. There's no reyes in the sakin. There's no problem. Okay, this is the shita of the Rush, the Rashba, Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, let's take a look at the sikkum. Yes, question.
Is the Rush assuming that chazaka and rov are equivalent?
No, the Rush is assuming that ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. But smoch miyuta l'chazaka v'israel ruba means that if I have something to combine with the chazaka, sometimes we might be machmir. If the miyut is matzui, so perhaps one might think that you'll be machmir. It's not so clear that we'd be machmir even in such a case, but the Rush is entertaining such a possibility. But if you only had rov and chazaka, then the chachamim mavada would say ruba v'chazaka. You should normally say that ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, but the problem is that if you have the miyut, maybe you should combine the chazaka together with the miyut, and that would trump the rov. We happen to paskin in the Gemara and Kiddushin on Daf Pei. You'll see that we paskin like the Chachamim, the Rabbi Meir, that we don't say smoch miyut al chazaka. The Chachamim sometimes are machmir to say smoch miyut al chazaka. It's complicated, but the simple pshat is that we don't say that. And if we don't say that, then you're left with rov and chazaka. And if you're left only with rov and chazaka, then taka the Chachamim would say ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. But the Rosh's kasha is that maybe I should say that I should combine the chazaka with the ro, with the miyut, and if I combine the chazaka with the miyut, you can't just say ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, because then you have a tag team of the miyut with the chazaka together. Comes the Rosh and says, no, the miyut of einan mumchim that ashochtem is not matzi at all. So if it's not matzi, then we don't have to contend with it. So then what are you left with? You're basically left with ruba v'chazaka, and ruba v'chazaka is ruba adif. He's saying ruba v'chazaka ruba adif because the rov of rov mitzvah netzu shchita mumchim is so strong that it's like a vadai, and if it's like a vadai, then you don't have a suffik, and shalob makom suffik, then you don't have to go baser the cheskas iser. Okay, let's just chazer up on the screen. Right, so the Rashba quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, says Mutter. He says Rav Huna holds that your mukmina behema cheskas iser only if there's a reyes in the shechita. So if you shochet b'sakin nimtzeis peguma, there's a reyes. Never a sakin, no reyes. Lo badak b'simanim. Remember that case, Daftes. Lo badak b'simanim. There is a reyes. So in these two cases, Rav Huna will say that there's a problem because there's a reyes. Sakin him says peguma or lo badak simanim, but never a sakin, since there's no raya, so he'll say it's okay. What's the raya that Rav Huna is matir if there's no raya? So from Rav Huna it's a shchita mumchanin. That's the raya of the Rosh. The problem is, what's the Ramban going to do with this? Ramban agrees that Rav Huna it's a shchita mumchanin. If the Ramban agrees that Rav Huna it's a shchita mumchanin, what's he going to do? Doesn't Rav Huna it's a shchita mumchanin absolutely prove that even Rav Huna would say that if there's no reyesa, then we don't follow the cheskas iser? What's the Ramban going to do? So lechora, what the Ramban is going to have to say is, even if there's no reyesa in the sakin, when the sakin is nevad, it's not enough. To establish the behema as vadai nishchata, you need more than just the fact that there's no reyesa. You see, until it's vadai nishchata, there's still a suffik. Until it's vadai nishchata, there's still a suffik. Rav Huna will say that as long as there's a suffik, then you have to follow the cheskas iser. So, Dr. Ramban, even if you don't have a reyesa in the sakin, even if the sakin is only nevad and there's no reyesa in the sakin, that's not enough. To establish vadai nishchata, to establish the status of vadai nishchata, the Ramban holds that you need a yediyah vadois. You need a birur gomer that the animal was shechted properly. A birur gomer. You need a birur gomer. And if the sakin is nevad, I don't have that birur gomer. If the sakin is nevad, I do not have that birur gomer. So that's why it's going to be a problem. Not only if the sakin is nimtzis peguma, but even if the sakin is nevad. If I don't have the birur gomer, the Ramban says, aliba de Rav Huna, we have to follow the cheskas iser. Aye, but the Ramban knows of rov mitzvah netzu shchita mumchanim. What's the Ramban going to say? If rov mitzvah netzu shchita mumchanim is enough for us, so why isn't the cheskas baduk of the sakin going to be enough for us? Apparently, the Ramban holds that Rov Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumchenheim is stronger. Rov Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumchenheim is a Bira Gomer. That's what the Ramban has to say. And Be'emes, it's not just the Ramban, the Rif really says this. Let's take a look at the Rif. The Rif, Dav Gimel Amid Beis. The Rif says, V'hecha d'ra'a achar shchita v'oza leila alma, v'lo yoda, I'm sorry, v'hecha d'ra'a echad, sheshachad, v'oza leila alma, v'lo yoda igamer ilo gamer. Let's say you see someone shechts, and then after the shchita, he goes off, and you don't know if he's a mumcha or if he's not a mumcha. Muteres, the shchita is good. The rov mitzvah neitzel shchita mumchenheim. That's exactly what we said before. And the Rif quotes the Braisa from Daf Yud Beis that proves that rov mitzvah neitzel shchita mumchenheim. Skipping down a little bit on Daf Gimel Amud Beis and Daf Arif, the Rif now asks, "V'i kashalah, but what are you going to ask me? Okay, rov mitzvah neitzel shchita mumchenheim. Good. Say rov and hide bis morgan. Hada amar Rav Huna behem b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes atshivad l'chaba menishchita. Rav Huna tells us behem b'chaya is b'cheskas iser omedes." Rav Huna says that we follow Cheskas Issa b'makom Safek. So how's Rav going to help you? Or to say it differently, why should Rav Huna say behem b'chaya b'cheskas Issa omedes ruba v'chazaka ruba adif shalom? Right, ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. If you tell me Rav mitzvah neitzel shchita mumchenheim, why should Rav Huna be concerned about behem b'chaya b'cheskas Issa? Shamat mina de Safek shchita l'chumra v'kaimel ad hilchazahu. That is the halacha. Dr. Riv, ha, some could go into Isyali de Reyesa Besakin. There's a Reyesa in the Sakin. There's a Reyesa in the Sakin. So that's why Rav Huna says we follow Cheskas Isser. Aval hocha, kevin the Kaimel and the Rav Mitzunet, to Shchita Mumchenein, keman de Isyada Bamen Ishchita hi. Rav Mitzunet, to Shchita Mumchenein, Dr. Riv, keman de Isyada Bamen Nishchita hi. Notice, on the side, there's a different Gersa. My Reyesa is Yalid. That's not as strong a lashon, right? The Rif, according to the other gear, so the Rif is saying by behem b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes. That's where there's a reyesa, but by Rav Mitzvah Shchita Mumchenheim, what's the reyesa? But the way that we have it in the Rif, our gear in the Rif is even stronger. Command is yada b'men nishkata. He's up the Rif. It's like a vadai that it was nishkata karoi. It's a bir gomer. Hilchach zok the Rif isa lahav lokashian ahadadi. Both halachas exist. Rav Huna's behem b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes is true. Rav Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumchenheim is true, but they're talking about different cases, says the Rif. Rav Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumchenheim is the ultimate birur. So if you have that Rav, then you can run with it. But if you don't have the Rav Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumchenheim, if you have some Reyes in the Sakin, that's going to be a problem. If you have a Reyes in the Sakin, then you do not have a Vadai. And if you do not have a Vadai, Shenishchita, Rav Huna is going to say that we follow Cheskas Iser, and that's going to be a problem. That's the Shita of the Ramban. What does the Ramban hold? Let's take a look at the screen for a second. Ramban says that if you have a suffix in the Shchita, you need a birur gomer to be koveya that it's Nishchita Karoi. The Ramban holds that Rav Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumchenheim, that's a birur gomer. It's a birur gomer. Why is it a birur gomer? So we know that the guy is a mumcha, but how do we know that he shechted properly? So you got to add the Ramban on Daf Gimel. Ramban on Daf Gimel on the base in Dira Maschil Mihu, the Ramban says, Echad sheshachad ve'eino mumcha lono v'holach lo, avu bishanu somchen al rov shelo b'hamcha, tzorech iyunim, tzorech livdo b'simonim. Do you have to be bodek the simonim if you're assuming rov mitzunet zoshir the mumchenim? And he quotes a bahag that says yes, that you have to be bodek. But the Ramban says no. Ve'ikol ameim, a rov chaveirem eit zoshchita, v'samchinan alayo shelo yotziu dover she'eno bodek mitachas yadam. Maybe part of the Rav Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumchenheim is not just that he's a mumcha in Hilchas Shchita, but that he's going to be bodek the simonim afterwards. So you don't even have to be bodek afterwards. Rav Mitzvah Neitzel Shchita Mumchenheim includes within it that the mumcha is going to shecht properly, but secondly, that he's going to be bodek. So once we assume that the mumcha shechted properly and that he was bodek, that's like a birur gomer that the shchita was done properly. So if there's a birur gomer, Rav Huna is going to say that everything is fine. But the rov that the sakin wasn't nifkan ba'ar, if he's shochet b'sakin v'nimtzeis peguma, that's certainly not a birur gomer. But even if he's shochet b'sakin and the sakin is nebad, what do you want to rely on? You want to say, well, rov pa'amim, it's not going to be nifkan ba'ar, the etzem is vade pogum, it's much more likely that it's going to be nifkan ba'etzem. Zokt Rav Huna, according to the Ramban, that's not enough. Because it's not a birur gomer. It's a suffik koldahu. There's some kind of a suffik over there. Ramban says, even if there's a suffik koldahu, it's a problem. You need a bir gomer. You need a bir gomer. That's the yisod. That's the machlokas. The machlokas of Rishonim over here as to whether Rav Huna would say that by Neved Asakan it's kosher or it's not kosher. Machlokas is like this, that the Ramban says Rav Huna claims that when Mamed Behem Acheskas Isra, if there's no bir gomer, if there's no bir bevadai, that it's nishkot akaroi. The Ramban requires a birer. The Ramban says Rav Huna requires a birer bevada that it's nishchot akaroi. It doesn't matter that it's not a safek ashokel. We asked, why does Rav Huna say that shochet pesakim nimtzis peguma? Shechita is a shechita psula. Right? Why doesn't he say, well, if etzem is vade pogam, the or is only safek pogam, so he should say we should follow the etzem. Why care about the cheskas iser any longer? The vaday tliya should trump the suffik tliya. We should follow the vaday tliya. Rav Huna assumes it's a suffik ashokel. If it's not a suffik ashokel, why shouldn't he follow Rov? Right? Why shouldn't he follow Rov? The Rov should trump the cheskas iser. The answer is the Ramban holds aliba de Rav Huna that it doesn't have to be a suffik ashokel. Rav Huna says that the cheskas iser of the behema requires us to have a bir vadai in order to be motzi from that cheskas iser. That the yesod is the behemah's becheskas iser. And the din is that we need a bir bevadai to establish that it was nishchita karoi, that there was a vadai shchita, in order to be motzi from that chazaka. Because as long as we don't do that, the din of the cheskas iser of this behemah is that it requires us to have a bir bevadai. Rov mitzunei tzol shchita mumchanein is a bir bevadai, says the Ramban. But if never asakin, or nimtzei sasakin peguma, even if shibar atzamas, it's not a bir gomer. It's not a bir gomer. There still is a suffik here. Even if it's not a suffik ashol, there still is a suffik. So Zokter Ramban, Rav Huna will say, in such a case, we have to follow the cheskas iser because we don't have the koach that we need, the bir vada that we need to be motzi from the cheskas iser. The Rashba, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rosh will say, no. The cheskas boduk of the sakin combines with the fact that there is no reyesa in the sakin, and that creates a bir vada shenishchet akaroi. The cheskas baduk of the sakin metchila can combine, says the Rashba, with the fact that if it's the sakin is only neved, it wasn't nimtzis peguma, there is no reyes in the sakin. And these two factors can combine, they can create the bir bevadai. The Ramban holds that the cheskas baduk is not going to help us enough over here. Maybe there's an inyan to be bodik the sakin, so you won't be over baltashchis, right? There's a din lechatchila to be bodik the sakin, but it's not going to help us here if the sakin is neved. Because until I have a bir bevadai, right? The Ramban says Rav Huna will claim that I have to follow the cheskas iser. Rashba says no. Rav Huna claims that the cheskas baduk of the sakin can help us if there's no reyes in the sakin. Then they can combine together, and that creates the bir bevadai shenishchet akaroi. And then we'll be able to say that the shchita is a shchita kshera. Okay, so the machlokas are shown, and what emerges when all the dust settles in the sugya, at least at this stage in the Gemara, we're going to see Rav Chista is going to undergo a certain metamorphosis in the Hemshech of the Gemara. We still have to see the next part of the Gemara. But at least at this point, Rav Huna seems to be saying that we're going to follow the cheskas iser of the behema to say that the shchita is a shchita psula, but when? If shochet pesakim nitzis peguma, of course we're going to follow the cheskas iser. But why? So comes the Ramban and says that's because we don't have a bir bevadai. If the sakin is nitzis peguma, we don't have a bir bevadai. And that's going to be a problem. The Ramban is adamant that the cheskas baduk is not going to create a bir vadeh. So if the cheskas baduk doesn't create the bir vadeh, then we're going to have a problem. Rov mitzunei tzol shchita mumchanein is totally different. But if I don't have the rov mitzunei tzol shchita mumchanein, I need a bir bevadeh in order to create the status of vadeh nishchita. And if Imtzeis Paguma, there's no bir bevadai. If Neved Asakin, there's no bir bevadai. If Lo Badak Besimonim, like the Gemara Daf Tes, there's no bir bevadai. Rav Huna will say, in all these three cases, we have to go basa the cheskas isim. Other Rishonim say, no. Rav Huna will claim that the cheskas baduk can establish that there is a bir bevadai unless you have a reyes. So if Lo Badak Besimonim, on Imtzeis Paguma, Rav Huna will say, you have a reyes, and you can't be mati, you have to go based on the cheskas isim. But if only Neved Asakin, then it's going to be okay because you don't have a reyes. So if you don't have a reyes in the Sakin, then that can combine with the Cheskas Boduk, Rav Huna will say, in such a case, that the Shechita is going to be a Shechita Kshera.